Were you drafted or did you
I was
enlist?
drafted.
You were. How old were you?
I was 24
What year was it?
in 1942.
So pretty early in the war.
I was one of the first ones in.
What branch were you drafted into?
Medical battalion.
And where did you do your training? Did you do a lot of training in the States?
Yeah, we trained for about 2 years before we went overseas. Yeah, pretty close to 2 years, I guess.
What were you doing before you were
I was a
drafted?
farmer.
Oh, okay. So they drafted a farmer to be a medic.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? Did you want to become a medic?
Well, I didn't. I don't think I had much choice. I mean, he more or less told you what you're going to be. I didn't know anything about the medics. In fact, I didn't have much to do with the medics anyway. I was a truck driver, so I didn't have metal or mess with medics at all. I was more or less hauling supplies and things like that.
After your training, then, were you deployed to Germany?
Yeah, well, we went to Ireland first. Was in Ireland for 4 months, then we went to England for 2 months, and then we went to France.
And how long were you there?
In Europe,
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
Tell me what your primary mission was then.
Well, we hauled all of our equipment and stuff like that, that was with the, like kitchen equipment and all that stuff. That had to be, there was all field equipment, you know, so that was so. My truck half the time was a kitchen. They cooked in there, half in the back part of it.
Did you see a lot of combat then?
Some, we got strafed and bombed and stuff like that, yeah.
Is there one experience you have that you remember most distinctly from that time?
Oh gosh, there's so many, I don't know. I suppose, I think that Dachau, that's probably the hardest.
Tell me about that.
Well, that was a death camp, you know, is what it was. Tough.
You were part of the soldiers that liberated that camp, is that right?
Well, partly, yeah. The tanks went in first. They broke in there, and then we followed in. We were there for, I think, 2 days. Then we left. And that was a very bad sight. I mean, boxcars full of mad bodies and piles of bodies and everything else. And then we moved out of there. And after the war was over, then they put us back in there, and we were in there, quarantined in there for seven weeks. We worked and I cleaned it up. That was bad.
So for 7 weeks, you were there cleaning up the bodies.
Yeah, cleaning up the bodies and cleaning up the barracks that were there. They were so messed up and everything that, you know, they just didn't do nothing with it. And they some of them came in and fed some of these, you know, they couldn't turn them loose, the ones that were in there, because of kind of diseases and all that stuff. So they were fed in there real light food, because they couldn't even, their stomachs couldn't stand here solid foods or anything.
Did you talk to any of the prisoners? Did they tell you how happy they were to see you and
Oh yeah, they were. Yeah, they were. We were not supposed to talk to them too much. Fraternization was pretty much a no-no, you know, especially to the enemy. We couldn't speak at all to the enemy at all.
did the enemy help clean up the camp?
Yeah, there was another unit. I don't know what it was. They used to bring in a whole bunch of German prisoners and make them work in there. And I can speak German, so I was selected to they split them up in small groups, you know, to work here and there, and I had to go around and tell them what to do. So that's. It was my job, more or less, then when we were in there.
How did that feel being in charge of the Germans?
Pretty good.
So after the 7 weeks, so where did you go from there?
Then we just shuttled back. Then they were getting us ready to go home. I can't remember just where we went from there. We moved around quite a bit, till they got us settled and ready to go home. That was it.
How excited were you at that time?
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
I imagine, especially coming from such a hard situation.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't home for, I hadn't seen my parents or my brothers for 2.5 years, so.
Is it hard for you still today? I mean, do you have a lot of thoughts of what you saw from the camp?
Yep. I wake up at night.
Have you found anything that helps you through it at all?
No, not really. I just kind of bear with it, I guess.
Did you talk about it when you came home?
No,
initially?
Not much. No. No, I wanted to forget it.
Do you still keep in touch with other soldiers who went
no,
into that?
My last buddy died about, what was it, 3-4 months ago in Inwood, Iowa. We were together, and that was the last one. I don't know of anybody else, if there's anybody else living or not. In fact, there was nobody from South Dakota in our unit, and one from North Dakota, and he's dead, and I know that. I called it, and I got his son. He's dead. So I guess I'm about the only one left.
Did you have a wife waiting for you at home at the time?
No.
Or a girl at all?
No. Not even a girlfriend.
Okay. How about your parents? How did they react when you came home?
They were happy.
At the time when you were in that camp, what time of the war was this?
The war was over.
Okay.
Yeah. The first time it was still on. When the tanks were, when we followed, we was in there for 2 days. And then the war was still on. And there was SS troops, you know what they are. They were their crack troops. They were all laying around dead in there yet and stuff like that, where the tanks, they put out an order, I guess. And so we heard, I don't know, that they says, don't take any prisoners.
So is that why you left after 2 days, because the war was still on?
Yeah, yeah, we just kept moving on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you scared a lot at that time?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
Do you remember when the atomic bomb was used?
We were scheduled to go to Japan, and then we got the word that the war was over there, so that made us feel pretty good.
Oh, certainly, especially if you were supposed to go to Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have any brothers that served in the war?
Three.
What branches were they in?
One was in the Air Force, and one was in the Navy, and one was in the Army.
Did they all come home?
Yeah, they all, no scratch.
Oh, great. Do you remember what you did when you got back to the States? Did you have a big party or?
No. We landed in Norfolk, Virginia, and we went to McCoy, Wisconsin, and there they give us a discharge and says, you're on your own, let's go. No, they didn't make any big spiel about it at that time like they do now.
And what did you go on to do then?
I went back to farming.
Okay.
Farmed for about 12, 15 years, and then we moved to Sioux Falls. I got married and farmed for a few more years, and then I came to Sioux Falls.
How was it adjusting back to a farm life?
It was tough.
Yeah.
It was, and I think for one reason, I stayed with my parents for a few years, and during the time I was in the service, they bought another farm quite a ways away, and that's where I went and stayed with them. And I didn't know anybody. All the people there were strange, so I really didn't come home. I think that was the worst part of it when I came home. I didn't feel at home. For quite a while, it took me to adjust to that. I shouldn't say it, but I went into the liquor for a little bit.
It helped you cope?
Yeah.
I imagine you saw some terrible things in that camp.
Oh, that was terrible. Piles and piles of bodies, thousands of bodies, dead ones. And the odor was so bad, you know, from the dead bodies laying around and the cremation that was going on, and they didn't take care of the ashes. They just elevated them out the back, and that's where they were. And it was horrible. I'll show you them pictures when we get through here.
Did you stay and live at the camp for those 7 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a separate part that we stayed in the part that where their guards used to stay, the SS troops. We took that over, and that's where we stayed then. was a different part of the camp, but it was divided. I knew he was in there.
I'd imagine you could still smell.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Throughout it.
Yeah.
The SS soldiers, they were frantically trying to kill as many as possible, correct?
Yeah. They were Hitler's crack troops. They were murderers, what they were.